This podcast is not safe for work and will feature movie spoilers. It will feature scenes described of a graphic nature. It will contain language which most listeners may find offensive. Welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. Hi everyone and welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. I'm your host Duncan McLeish, welcome to the show. Up in this episode we are reviewing a brand new title that's making its way to VOD tomorrow, that's the 14th of May 2024. The movie is called The Coffee Table and it is a Spanish horror comedy, but when I stress that the comedy is bleak and gallows humour-esque, I cannot put enough exclamation marks and caps locks on how much of a bleak, comedic, Spanish horror movie it is. So, yeah, I will reference other movies when we get to the review that it is reminiscent of, or it's in the same oeuvre of, but that's the kind of kicker at the start here. The movie's called The Coffee Table, right? And, yeah, like I say, VOD. With loads of details coming after the first break as to where you can purchase it. And trust me when I say this is a movie you're wanting to purchase. This might be up there amongst one of the best horror movies I've seen in 2024 thus far. Absolutely love this one. So, I'm also going to say up front here, this has been recorded in such a way to give minimal details on this one. This is a non-spoiler review. It is a relatively simplistic premise that if I give away too much details, I would still say watch the movie anyway, but if I give away too much details, honestly, I feel like I'd be giving away too much of the plot. So out with the synopsis and stuff that is detailed in the synopsis that I will talk around briefly in my review. I'm going to be focusing primarily on how it's directed, how it's acted, how it's shot, the score, and then overall my grade for the movie, which is going to score high because, like I say, one of the best that I've seen this year thus far. So don't worry if you've not seen it yet. You can watch this review safe in the knowledge that I will not spoil. And at the same time, if you are a nervous Nelly, there's a lot of people out there that just don't want to know anything at all except the title of the movie, maybe the occasional poster or trailer, then guess what? You can hit pause right now. You can check out that movie tomorrow when it drops on VOD and then come back and check out my thoughts right then. Don't say that you weren't warned. And without any further ado, we're taking our first break of this episode. You're going to see the trailer for the movie when I return. Non-spoiler review and details on it coming right up right after this.
Y les aseguro que esta mesa, por diseño y por su nivel, les va a cambiar la vida a mejor. Les va a aportar felicidad al hogar.
Es una mierda.
A ver, ¿usted nos ve felices gracias a la puta mesita? ¿Usted cree que nos está aportando felicidad?
¿Necesitas? ¿En serio? ¿Qué está pasando, eh?
And And welcome back. So, shall we give you some details? In order to do that, I will need to read from my computer screen behind me. And at that point, rather than give you the profile of me, which apparently some people don't like, although I love my profile because everything looks bigger, if you know what I mean, instead, you're going to get stills and images from the coffee table, and I will give you the details. Cinephobia Releasing is proud to announce the North American release of the unrelenting, unforgettable horror feature The Coffee Table from director Kea Casas. The film will be in a limited theatrical beginning in Los Angeles on the 19th of April, with additional screenings in New York, Austin and Chicago to follow. The Coffee Table will arrive on DVD and VOD on May 14th, 2024, with platforms including Apple TV, Amazon Prime Video, Google Play, Vudu, and many more. The details of the movie. It's directed by Kea Kayasa, I think that's pronounced wrong, and written by Christina Borbioa, I'm also sure that's pronounced wrong, and Kea Kayasa as well. There's more Spanish names, so just bear with me here as I stumble my Scottish tongue through them. It stars David Perea, Estefiana de los Santos, Josef Riera, Claudia Riera, and Eduardo Antuna. The synopsis for this movie, as supplied by the PR company, The Coffee Table follows Jesus and Maria, a couple going through a difficult time in their relationship. Nevertheless, they've just become parents, and to shape their new life, they decide to buy a new coffee table, a decision that will change their existence. So yeah, The Coffee Table, non-spoiler review coming up. I am not too sure if this is this director's first movie or not, a debut feature, or what they've done in the past. What I will say is they managed to craft something that takes other directors 3 or 4 swings to get. I mean, like, right off the bat here, it is such a singular vision, comprehensive, well-told, Hitchcockian-style comedy, thriller, horror, that so many descriptions there, that it like felt like it was being delivered by seasoned hands. The movie that closely resembles the... But there's a couple of movies that it reminded me of without necessarily the content reminding me of that, rather the way the movies are constructed and the hard-hitting endings that come with them. From Spanish cinema, Sleep Tight, which is directed by, I think that was Paco Plaza that did that one, or was it Wami Balero? Paco Plaza, I think. I'll be wrong. No doubt I'll be wrong. But Spanish horror comedy, bleak, unrelenting, like really under your skin, creepy crawly. Sleep Tight is one of those movies that when I saw for the first time, I really liked, and over time I've just grown to just like flat out love. On the American side, kind of early 2010s horror movies like Me and Excision, which both deal with subject matter that feels like very much fantastical, but is grounded in the way people behave, the way trauma affects us, the way that like issues of responsibility and shock and trauma affect us all differently. Like a way that your body, your brain itself will compartmentalize trauma in a fashion to allow you to exist without the crushing weight of something that will basically, you know, dehabilitate your powers to think, eat, sleep, etc. So like, those movies like are in a similar bubble, but it kind of also reminds me a little bit of Hitchcock's The Rope, a particular aspect of that, and I'm not talking about the one shots, but also something like Edgar Allan Poe's The Telltale Heart, of which there is a bit of that in here as well. It's 90 minutes long, right? And this is a movie that wastes zero time. In fact, the opening of the movie is them buying the coffee table, like right at the very start. And the reason this becomes a kind of bone of contention, and this is right at the very beginning of the movie, so this is about as far as the spoiler I will go. They've just become new parents. It's been arduous for them to get to that point. Maria is probably a little bit older than she would have wanted to be to start a family. Jesus is probably not responsible enough to be a father yet, and they've moved into a new property and they're wanting to buy a coffee table to pull the room in together. And the coffee table that Jesus apparently is sold on is this horrendous looking thing that Maria doesn't want to deal with and she doesn't want in her house, and the guy selling it to him is a bit of a used car salesman for furniture. And that's as far as I'll go with details. Basically, what comes after that is a like whiplash inducing twist in the movie early on that then sets up a degree of just awkward encounters and foreboding foreshadow of an inevitable trauma that is to come. And that's about as far as I can go in the details. The acting in this movie is top notch. This is like high caliber powerhouse performances here. The guy that plays Jesus is incredible. Like, just his facial expressions, his mannerisms, the way he uncomfortably moves through scenes is like so well done. Like so well done. Once again, reminds me a little bit of the caretaker from Sleep Tight. Just like really the body language is what kind of grabs you in. Maria's character is pitch perfect. Like absolutely just the correct level of condescending with sympathetic. And I can't go into any more details because I'll end up spoiling it, but that's kind of a big setup. There's a couple of twists and turns in the story, a couple of subplots that come through that will eventually end any kind of, any comedy world would be a very hijink sort of ensemble. Everyone's ended up in the same place for different intentions, but then the real story is unfolded, but done in the most nihilistic, gruesome horror way. It is shot brilliant. I mean, it's a lot of kind of static conversational shots, but the editing, the way they intersperse scenes of one person doing something mundane against someone doing something horrific is top notch. The score of this movie, it juxtaposes those edits really, really, really well done. What can kind of feels like at times quite a playful score is used over scenes which you don't want a playful score. So I really enjoyed that. A couple of characters in here as well that are kind of almost sidebar characters, very fun and quirky, that could in themselves be their own awkward movies. But the fact that in here is kind of background fodder is really, really, really well done. And I think the confidence in the storytelling, I mean, this isn't the most unique story I think we've seen, but certainly I couldn't think of a movie that has ever done anything kind of like this. So actually them taking a kind of, almost a kind of staple of kind of bleak horror comedy setups, and then adding this element of a story into it is very, very, very smart. As a result, like, I can't imagine if you see this movie, you will forget this movie, and it's just going to be in there. Like, I have watched it twice already, and on my first watch, I came in with a, I thought this movie was brilliant, like, really, really, really good, and gave it, you know, the grade that I'm about to tell you. And then on the second watch, it moved up a 0.5, which will be my final grade. I can't guarantee that I'll get to the end of this year and it won't be up another 0.5. I'd like movies like Excision and May and Sleep Tight had that effect on me. You know, I kept thinking about them after the fact, and I kept wanting to delve back in and like almost weirdly revisit those experiences I had while watching the movie. It's just very, very, very well crafted. It's very well shot. And the storytelling is just precision. Like, the dialogue, the script is excellent, and it just works for me. Like, the interactions between characters just get so unbelievably uncomfortable that you want to turn your head away, but you can't, like, at any point turn your head away because you want to see where the story goes. It's so well done. Really, 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 really well done. Like I say, easily, if I had to think of the horror movies I've seen in 2024 thus far, which has not been a stellar year for horror overall at the point we're recording this on the 12th of May, I would say that I personally think that this movie is in my top 3 already. Maybe even my top 2. It's right there. And I would love it to stay in my top 10 for the end of the year. I think it's that good. And hopefully you guys go out and check it out. In terms of grades for this one, this is an easy 4.5. It was originally coming in at a 4. Second viewing it went up a 0.5 to 4.5. There's absolutely no way I can't guarantee by the end of this year it's a 5 for me. I think it's kind of awesome, man. Honestly, the more I think about it, the more I love movies that can just do, you know, smaller productions, focus in on character, focus in on story, and give me feelings that just stick with me, that I can kind of relate to, and at the same time, I'm horrified at the thought that I might even be able to relate to those things. So yeah, 4.5 for The Coffee Table. It is available on VOD, on the places I mentioned before, your Apple TVs, your Voodoos, your Google Plays, your wherever you get your VODs from, as of tomorrow, the 14th of May, 2024. And that's the review. Thank you very much for checking out this episode. As always, if you're checking us out on YouTube, interact by subscribing and hitting a like on this one. Also, you could ring the bell, and that way you get little notifications when I'm dropping new episodes, and interact with me. Have you seen The Coffee Table? What did you think of it? Is it on your list of movies still to watch? Are you looking forward to it? Have you checked it out yet? Do you disagree with my assessment? Let me know in the comments below. If you're checking me out on Spotify or on the Anchor app, where you can do video podcasts there, at the end of every episode, there is a little question that pops up. Please answer that question. And as always, subscribe there as well. And lastly, if you're checking out the audio version of this on any of the podcatchers that this show is available on, make sure you subscribe. That way you get the shows as and when they drop, access to the over 1,300 episodes in the back catalogue, and all the new ones that I will be giving in the future will be right in that feed from the moment I press send. Ladies and gents, thank you very much for checking out this review. Huge thanks to the PR company for supplying the review copy of The Coffee Table. And until I speak to you next time, wherever you are, whatever the time zone is, and whatever you're up to in this big bad world of ours, please take care of yourselves out there. This is Duncan McLeish, broadcasting live from under the stairs, and I am signing off.